This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. K2PCB, monitoring for any calls.
This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
Good morning, Sir Brad. K2PCB here on this lovely Monday morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing well at the moment. I haven't been out to shuffle yet, so I'm feeling pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, as the clock might dictate, I am en route to work right now, doing pretty good. We cleared ourselves out yesterday, as I mentioned, and I didn't go back out there since. So there was a little bit of snow this morning, but it wasn't anything that wasn't easily taken care of. I can tell you that even though it hasn't warmed up, the snow was a little bit heavier when I brushed the truck off, and just that it wasn't like flyaway kind of snow like it was yesterday, which was nice. Because yesterday you just kind of like you could blow at it and it would clear off the truck. It was pretty easy to move and pretty easy to shovel. It's starting to pack down a little bit. So I guess that's my only thought is if I were in need of clearing a driveway completely, I'd probably want to start sooner than later, at least to get one round in. But yeah, it hasn't rose up to like, you know, it gets close to 30 and really packed. It's nothing like that. It's just starting to get a little heavier.
Yeah, yesterday I was doing some internet cruising and I came across an article and said, the snow that we're getting really isn't lake effect snow, that this is falling from higher in the atmosphere, so it tends to be lighter, where the snow, when we get lake effect, because it is coming off the lake, tends to be a lot heavier and a lot wetter. Yeah, because yesterday when I snowblowed, it went right through it and kept throwing it quite far, not like the lake effect where it's wet and it tends to clog up the snowblower.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I know Jim Higbee bought himself a new electric snowblower this year, and he's been raving about it, how he's able to cut right through it. I'd be curious to see how he does when he gets into that wet, heavy stuff, especially the stuff by the road that the plows push up there. Talking about internet, cruising. I did see a video yesterday where a guy was using one of the new electrics and he was out there getting frustrated because he could barely take but a couple inches of a pass because it wasn't able to handle the wet heavy stuff. And you know, I'm sure it has nothing to do with the battery powered snowblower, snow thrower. That's just replacing the most part, replacing the drive. And they're pretty good, but when that stuff's wet and heavy, it's hard to move.
Yeah, when it's wet and heavy, definitely harder to move. And I found, I was actually doing some internet searching on my snowblower because it's what they call a three-stage. And basically, what I found out is that the machine moves faster than the augers and the impeller, and it just overfeeds it too fast. So I have to, in some cases, slip the clutch a little bit, the drive clutch, and or just kind of push it downhill, down the driveway by hand, and that seems to help. But yesterday, doing it twice, being light and fluffy, was able to just go right through it.
Yeah, even Griffin just messaged me before we got on here. Said he listened to the weather hotline today and wanted to confirm because they didn't explicitly say, or did they say? Well, maybe it did say diffuse open. But NC has a inclement weather delayed start. Nobody in the building before 7, and we've done that kind of stuff before so they can clear the parking lot. But yeah, he messaged me and asked if we were indeed open. I didn't want to say, oh yeah, Bill will probably let you stay home today, just tell him you have stuff you can do at home. And I didn't want to start him on that trend because he's new. He was an intern. You may have met him because he was an extended intern there, but just recently hired on full time. And yeah, we're pretty smart dude. But yeah, he was sending me messages this morning through Zoom, just making sure.
What was his name again?
Griffin Brody.
Not ringing a bell. Was he he was an intern down in NC, not in DePew?
No, he was an intern in DePew. He's got in fact, he just graduated with a degree from UB in electrical engineering and embedded systems, computer science and embedded systems. Yeah, basically, he's got a perfect degree, especially since we hired him for our software firmware development. But when he was working as an intern, he was working for Gagne's group, doing operations admin work. And yeah, he was doing all kinds of spreadsheets and making reports and that kind of stuff. Very unrelated to our group, but we found out about him. We connected with him, extended his internship, and then we hired him.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, sometimes doing an internship is one of the best ways to get a job. I know that we've hired a couple of interns that worked out. Alex, I can't remember his last name, Kulik, I think, in design engineering, pressure design engineering. He worked out. There was that Robbie Kornman. He was an intern for Bottle for a long time, and then he decided to go back and get his PhD. Sometimes being an intern is a good thing. Brian Bush was an intern for a while and got hired.
Even thinking back to a name I mentioned before, Jim Higbee, he was an intern. If you remember his dad worked there. And then he came on as an intern and then got hired. Yeah. This is K2PCB.
Oh yeah, I forgot that Jim was an intern. Yes, I remember him talking about that. Radio stuff. On Friday, Ross and I were talking about me steering his node to do a couple things, and I went to try and do it, and lo and behold, the only way I can do it is through the keypad. There is a star button on the keypad, but it's like a function, and I don't know how to get to it, so I wasn't able to steer Ross's node on Friday. This is KE2GDQ.
Okay, that's interesting. The star, the asterisk, is a fundamental control key, the star and pound, for repeaters. That's been there for a long time. So it is a function key. But you're saying your radio doesn't transmit that?
It may. I just haven't figured out how to do it yet, if that makes sense.
Okay. That's something we'll have to dig into. I'm going to say something extremely fundamental, but you are holding down the push the talk button while pressing the DTM math buttons, correct?
No. Maybe that's my problem. I will have to try that.
Yeah, just a thought, starting with the basics, because obviously you want to transmit those characters, and you need to be transmitting. So you have to hold the push to talk, and then you dial on the keypad. You hold the push to talk for the duration that you are keying in DTMF codes, and then release it at the end.
Well, that makes a lot more sense. For whatever reason, I didn't realize I had to hold the press to talk key down and enter those numbers. Hopefully I can get a chance to try that this afternoon. I'm actually going to run out to my friend Lenny's house he's having some problems with his battery and his snowblower, so I'm going to run out and see if I can't help him sometime this morning.
Okay. Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, enjoy the ride out there. And well, I was going to say that I could send you a link, if you don't already have it, where you can look at the status of Ross's note as it reports it to All-Star Link. I think there's like a 30-second delay, but that would be a way for you to monitor to make sure that you connected where you wanted to connect and or you disconnected what you wanted to disconnect, or just disconnect everything and then connect to someplace new. Yeah, I could send you that link if you don't already have it. That way, rather than just blindly waiting to or hoping that you connected where you thought you connected, you can actually see it on the screen.
Oh, that would be really cool. Yeah, please do send that link. Speaking of link, I have been approved for EchoLink, so it is now on my computer.
All right, that's cool. That's a nice fallback. If you're out of radio range or you're not down in the shack and you're maybe sitting in the backyard or just want to try out EchoLink. Other conference rooms there and or the CQ function. You said you put it on the PC, but you can use that same login to put the, if you put the app on your phone. Yeah, that'll work just as good. I would encourage you to use the Echo test channel and adjust your mic gain for whatever mic you're using. You'll have to do that with each device, either the PC, the phone. I think it's set up so that you can either steps of 3 or 6 dB up or down. But I would definitely use the Echo test channel and then adjust the the microphone gain before you try to get in any groups. But I've got 644, so this is a cool conversation this morning. And got some playing to do today. I sent you that link so you can look at the status of Ross's node after you've attempted to make a connection. Again, give it like 30 seconds at least. I think it takes that long to cycle for its updates. And give it a go. But you'll have fun. This is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final, and then I'm going to make my way in. K2PCB clear.